Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Stephen Price with the USU Extension Office here in Carbon County. We're going to talk about some workshops, some webinars that are going to be coming up, and, you know, seasonal extensions. When's the best time to plant tomatoes? When's the best time to plant this? When's the best time to plant that? We're going to talk about that and what you should be doing with your yards right now. Steve, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
Anytime you want to come in and talk about this, this is interesting stuff to me because it's always stuff that I could be learning as well. Now, let's start off with you guys have some webinars, already scheduled. So let's talk about those really quickly.
So our first one is coming up April 13th at 2 p.m. That's going to be on watering lawns. So answering all of the lawn irrigation questions you could ever ask. And that'll be through the Seawell Group in Extension.
And I would think that this year this is going to be a very important seminar to webinar to watch and keep track of because, you know, water could be at a premium this summer.
Yeah, it likely will be for most of us. So making sure that we're using that effectively and not wasting water is something that even the governor's really tasked us with right now.
Okay, and that's going to go on April 13th, 2 p.m. It's a webinar, so do you just need to get in touch with your guys' office to have a link sent or something like that? How do they sign up for that one?
Get in touch with us, and we can send you the registration info. You can also visit seawell.extension.usu.edu.
And all the information will be right there.
Yep.
Then another one that's coming up, and this one you said is mostly going to be helping farmers and that in the area, is one about drought reporting. So let's talk about that one now.
So obviously we're going to be seeing drought impacts for farmers, for ranchers, people grazing out on public lands allotments. We know that we're going to be seeing that. So we're leading an extension webinar for those folks to, one, kind of let them know what drought outlook we're expecting this year, but also talking about reporting. So drought reporting can be, ultimately it does help producers because it allows assistance programs to get good information. Not information based off of what might be happening across the mountain or down lower in the desert, but somewhere getting good information that's locally relevant to your operation. So we have a webinar coming up. And that'll be April 27th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And we'll be talking all about drought impact reporting.
And what you were kind of explaining it to me before we came on the air, it talks really about the fact that it's going to be really based off of information that individuals give to this website. So they can kind of go out and tell them, you know, what's going on with the land, how's it different from this year or this year to last year, and those kind of things. So the farmers and ranchers in the area are really going to have input on what's going on with it in the area. Is that really the long and the short of it, or is there more to it than that?
Absolutely. I mean, ultimately, this is a tool that allows you as a landowner, as an operator, to report those impacts. And you know your land better than anybody else. So your information is the best information that we can get. And that's what this tool does, and that's what this webinar is hoping to get people to get on board with.
And that's what you were kind of saying is, you know, who knows better, them or some guy sitting in an office?
Absolutely.
So let them know. They'll show you and teach you how to do all of that stuff, how to report it, everything. And that is, I think, going to be a very beneficial tool for people in the area that need this help, really.
Yeah, it's going to be a really good educational night with a lot of discussion and really trying to get the tool in the hands of the people that need it.
Okay, and let's wrap up with saying that you were talking about the fact that you're going to have some pruning seminars on ornamentals, but they're going to come up probably the end of the month or a little bit later.
Yeah, we're a little while away until we're going to do that, but we are planning on getting those together. We will likely also be getting together our own turf grass irrigation workshop, turf grass management workshop. Keep an eye out for that because that'll be a really good opportunity for folks.
And those are really good informational workshops to go to. Okay, so let's get to the part where everybody's calling to ask you questions now. Let's talk about seasonal extension and when are the best time to plant certain things.
So our soil temperatures are starting to be about 40 degrees or so, depending on where you're at in the county. So things that can go in now are things like peas, onion, cool season cabbages, your lettuces, what I collectively refer to as salad crops. Potatoes are a little bit ways down the road, but those are the sort of things that you can start getting a feel for and getting planting when the soil temps are about 40 degrees. Now, one thing that is very helpful in figuring out what your soil temperature is, not air temperature, but soil temperature, which affects your germination, is actually measuring it. Borrow your meat thermometer. you can also get one pretty cheap and go out and take a reading a couple times during a day throughout a couple days and see where you're at. See if you're going to waste that seed by putting it in soil that's still too cold, or you might be ready to go right now.
And you were saying before we came on the air too, tomatoes are not good right now.
No. Even though they will survive in 40 degrees unprotected, they really don't like that. We're off a ways. Keep in tune for some more information on that. But
all right, and then really quickly, let's wrap up with, what should people be doing with their lawns right now to get them ready? Is there anything that they should be doing as far as taking care of things to get it prepared and prepped, or what should they be going through right now?
So you and I talked about aeration. That's something that can be done right now for sure. We're a little bit early right now for fertilization. You'd probably want to start doing that towards the end of April into May. If you apply fertilizer too early, you're going to lose a lot of that nitrogen before the grass is really actively growing. So hold off a little bit on that. And then weeds, of course, everyone's always worried about weeds. Weed management really depends on the type of weed and how it's growing in the lawn landscape. If you're seeing stuff already actively growing, now's a good time to get ahead of it with post-emergent methods, either that's an herbicide or digging it up or cultivating. The earlier you can get on them, the better.
Okay, so if anybody has any questions or wants to know particulars about different things, what's the number to call down there?
The Carbon App office is 435-636-3235. We also have an office in Emory County. Give us a call, send us an email, come by the office.
All right. So if you've got them, give them a call. They'll help you. They're the answer, guys, when it comes to this kind of stuff. Steve, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.